All right, folks, we come together as a group. All right? Everybody, we're coming together. This is your opportunity. Whoever you're mad at, be mad at them right now. You can do it publicly. You can shame them should they be listening. Let's try to eschew from name-calling, anything like that. But it's Bleep You Thursday, man. Everything goes. We're going to start with our guy, Jupe. He knows how to get it done. Jupe, who you mad at, dude?
My man. Hey, real quick, before I get to my Bleep Yous, I want to give you your props for watching the show last night. I enjoyed it. I was getting close, ready for bed, so I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing, but I want to give you props on that.
Thanks, buddy. But I appreciate
that. I got a couple Bleep Yous. Yeah, no problem, no problem. Couple Bleep Yous. First, I want to bleep the Madden creators for changing the kickoff, the kicking meter. Like, I hate it. I'm looking like Cade York on that thing. My other Bleep Yous. My other Bleep Yous goes to myself and my kids. I've trained them too well in the art of zoning, so every time I get home, I'm getting bombarded. From my oldest to my youngest. My youngest 3-year-old. She's 3 years old. She comes up to me and says, "Hey, Daddy, you ugly," and then runs off. Took my kids to the zoo the other weekend, and we went to the chimpanzee section, seen one of them swinging around. My son say, "Oh, look, there goes Daddy," and a couple behind us bust out laughing. So, yeah, that's all I got for y'all.
I appreciate you, Jupe. Thanks, buddy. Good call right there. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Line three. Jake is in Woodbridge, and he's mad. Jake, what's the word?
Listen, man, I've been a Commander fan, Redskin fan my entire life, and every single time I show up to a game, there are more of the other team's jerseys in our stands. So I want to say Bleep You to the fans who say they're dedicated, but they don't go to games, they don't find a way to get there, and when we get into the red zone, we get false starts, and then we're surprised from the false starts because the stadium is so loud for some reason. And I Bleep You to all those fans.
You think there were more Giants fans than Commanders fans? Is he still with us? Okay. Let me ask Jeff, assuming Jeff's there. He was at the game. I think there were a decent amount of Giants fans, especially behind their bench. But I would say it was still 70-30 Commanders fans. Does that sound right, Jeffrey?
I would say about 64. It was a little closer than that.
Was it?
Yeah. I did see more Commanders fans than Giants fans, but they were in there. It was like a nice little healthy mix. But I think the thing that was throwing it off was the white.
What does that mean?
You didn't really know if it was like looking from the crowd, you couldn't really tell if they were white jerseys Commanders fans or white jerseys Giants fans. Like, just looking all around the stadium.
Gotcha. If I had to guess, I don't know. I feel like most Giants fans buy blue jerseys. But, yeah, that's interesting. The press box, you're kind of cordoned off. Do you think, Jeff, that the Giants fans impacted some of those red zone penalties? Because I know they were talking snap counts this week.
I actually think they did impact because there was one play. Matter of fact, I think it was either the first or second false start. It was either the first or second when Jaden was trying to he was signaling his hands like calm down. You know how like when quarterbacks signal their arms, they're waving them like little go down, lower the tone, lower the noise. It got louder at one point. It was like, ah! So, yeah.
All right. That is really alarming. If week two, if your rookie quarterback's home debut, they're having trouble with crowd noise from the other team's fans. That's quite alarming. A couple of Bleep Yous coming in from the chat here. Timothy Park says, Bleep You to Landfill or Jeff, whoever cut off me the other day and went to commercial break. I'm not sure that happened. And if it happened, it was probably a tech thing.
Well, can I say something to Timothy Park?
Or is that specific on the chat? In the chat got to chill. Listen, we love having the stream, but the priority is the radio. So sometimes the stream is a little off. That's just the truth.
And that's kind of weird because all he would have been doing is looking at you read. Like, we can't cut audio. We could cut off when y'all do y'all reads because each one get up. But We can't cut the audio.
The other thing, the folks on the stream this morning were convinced that I was like pre-recorded because I wasn't up on the stream yet and that it was just me. And I was like, yo, I'm here. I'm live in Ashburn sitting in front of this window. Okay? So everybody chill out. Another one on the stream, DMoney811 says, my bleep you is to JP, Lamphill, and Jeff for not having Mike Beasley weekly on the show to give out bets like last year. We're having Bees on tomorrow at 10:30. All right, D-Money. And he's got a whole bunch of baseball information for us going into playoff season. We love the stream. I'm just saying, sometimes there's a lot of moving parts here. Let's get back to these phones. Oh, Commander Tequila's on the line. Let's see what kind of shape he's in. Hello, Commander. How do you do?
I'm pretty good, you guys. How you guys doing? I got a big bleep view to my wife, eh? She wants me to stop listening to you guys because that's all I do all day.
Bleep her then. Keep listening, Commander. We need you, buddy.
Exactly. You know how I feel. Okay.
What I enjoyed, Commander, I noticed earlier in the chat you said you were going to have a BQQ instead of a BBQ. So enjoy that, all right?
Oh, I will believe that because I'm off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Commander,
I'm looking for a doctor's note.
You live a good life, brother. Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but if I could give you a note, I would. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, I could give you CPR, buddy. Don't injure.
No, thank you.
Hey, yo.
Nope. That's a firm no.
All right, let's
see you, buddy. 800-636-1067. Can I do a low key bleep you to Commander Tequila for offering me CPR? I think that's fair, right? Let's try Mike in DC. Mike, who you mad at?
Hey, before I get to my bleep you back onto that about the fans, the Giants fans at the stadium. I was there Sunday. And it was about a 60-40 Giants split. I was right there at section 127, right on the side. So it was quite a few Giants fans in there. And that play where Jaden was trying to hush the crowd, from my section right there, it was a lot of you know, boos and noise. But at the end of the day, we pulled out the W, so it don't even matter. They can come. As long as we win, that's all that matters. But my bleep you goes out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization week one. We were down there for my anniversary. Wife and I, we took our two-year-old. So we get there, and then they tell us that we got to buy a ticket for a two-year-old. And we're like, what the hell? Like, why do we got to buy a ticket to enter a game where he's not even taking up a seat? You know, it's like on the plane. He's the lap baby. But, yeah, they made us pay for a ticket. So then
– for a two-year-old?
Behind us. For a two-year-old, yeah.
So here's my question. Does it say anywhere on their website or anything how that works? Like, if a two-year-old
– Man, so on their site, so I had to – like, while we're in line, I'm looking. I'm scouring the website, and I'm looking at the at Raymond James Stadium website, and it says it. All fans must include a ticket. But on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers site, I saw that nowhere. But on Raymond James Stadium site, it says it. It gives a breakdown of different events that's going on. And then for all Tampa Bay games, everyone that comes in has to have a ticket. So if you have a newborn who is not taking up a seat, obviously you have to have a ticket. And
I
thought that was the most ridiculous thing ever.
How much did a ticket cost?
A ticket up in like the high section. We were sitting down at section 150, like right adjacent to the pirate ship. So we ended up buying a ticket up in the high section. It was like $45. But it's just the principle that we bought a ticket for him just for him to get in.
I'm sorry, dude.
So bleep you Buccaneers, man, for that nonsense. I mean, it's a baby. He's not, and it was hot as hell. So he ended up falling asleep. Thank God. But it's like we done wasted $45. But it was a great experience, nevertheless.
Let me ask this. So it was hot as hell at that game. You had to pay for the ticket. Now you're trying to celebrate your anniversary. Did you eventually get to shower, cool off, and get down to business to celebrate your anniversary?
Oh, most definitely. Most
Atta
definitely.
Boy.
Soon as we left the stadium, we got back to the hotel, showered, and it was like lights out. So it was like, you know, we made the best out of the worst situation, you know, especially not coming home with a W. But actually, JP, if you look at your Twitter/X, my wife actually tagged you in the photo of my son. I was holding him up. It was floating around by Rigo's rag. They were searching for my son. They made this cool post on their Twitter page. So okay. If you check your DMs, you should see it.
Send it. Just tweet it at me again, because I don't really know how DMs work. I haven't turned off. Be Mitchell. Well, thank you, bro.
My apologies. Just, it wasn't that DM. Wasn't okay. A DM, but she added you. But I'll definitely send it to you and show you.
All right. Awesome. Appreciate it, man. Good luck. That sucks. You had to pay for that ticket.
Hey, yo, JP.
Hello, Jeff.
So I just got something from Tailgate Ted. He said, I agree with Jeff Too Funny. It was 60-40 Commanders Giants fan. Can you please tell someone at Commanders not to show the score of NFC East games when the team is on offense? Fans cheered when the Saints versus Cowboys score showed and we were on.
So, all right, but our friend Greg just texted me a video that he says it's more like 80-20 Commanders fans, and that the cameras always focus on the visiting sideline. The cameras focus on both sidelines. But I thought it was 70-30. I didn't think there was that. I thought behind the bench was pretty blue, but I thought the rest of that crowd looked pretty damn red or burgundy or whatever that color is. I don't know. A lot of folks are kind of weighing in. Tailgate Ted said that. And now I got all kinds of people weighing in on this. I have Robert McCartney, who's a retired Washington Post editor, says he was at the game. Giants fans made more noise, and it was very frustrating. That is frustrating. That sucks. Make more noise out there. Some people are agreeing with me, 70-30. Tailgate Ted saying 60-40. Man, you'd like to think we get back to a world where it's 90-10. You know what I mean? Like, it just... I will say this, though, because it seems like we're kind of knocking the Commanders. Greg, our buddy Greg, has a suite there, and they messed up his food order in the suite. And so they're taking care of him this week. They're going to comp it. That would never have happened in the old days. Pat is in Mechanicsville. Pat, who you mad at, dude?
Bleep you, NFL, for not already having Brian Mitchell in the Hall of Fame, man.
Let him know. Let him know.
Yeah, we will. We're going to get him there.
We're going to get him there. Smooch making T-shirts. Thank you, Pat. I think – tell me if you two agree with this, Landini and Jeff. I got a little bleep you to the NFL for Washington's only Monday night game happens to be on the doubleheader night. I get that they have a Thursday night game later in the season against the Eagles. Thursday night's not as cool as Monday night. Of the primetime rankings, Thursday night is last. It would be Thursday, Monday, then Sunday. And when I was a kid, it's kind of ironic. Like, Sunday was not as cool as Monday, but that has shifted. You think it's junk that they don't get their own Monday nighter?
JP, I know you would usually think I would agree with you on this one, but I'm going to have to say it's not junk. And that the Ashburn syndrome may be getting to you a little bit, because we have traditionally not done well on Monday. We haven't been a winning team, so... I don't think they're going to give us just, you know, Monday night by ourselves. Right, not right now. Maybe in a year or two, yeah, but right now, no. Nah. We still have a lot to prove as a team.
Sure, I don't disagree with that, Jeff, that, like, they're not that good or that bad or whatever. But a lot of these Monday night games are dogs. Week after week after week, we see dog games.
I agree with you there.
Yo, next week, solo, not a doubleheader. They get this one by themselves. Titans at Dolphins. Like, does that get you steamed up? Landville, how fired up are you for week 8 Monday Night Football, Giants at Steelers?
That sounds horrific.
That's going to be – the combined score of that game is going to be 9-6.
Yeah.
Like, you telling me the Commanders couldn't get their own? I think they could. Now, to be fair to you gentlemen, do either of you have any bleep use? Anything you need to get off your chest?
I think I'm good right now.
I'm very happy and positive as always.
Very happy and positive as always. I like to hear that. I think Dan Quinn kind of wanted to give me a bleep you. I don't know if you heard the part where I kind of asked the same question and he kind of dunked on me. Did you guys enjoy that?
I did.
I thought you might. I think... you know, from a straight football perspective, they have got to get more out of the inside of that D-line. And I think everybody involved knows it. I don't know that they'll get it. But if Johnny Newton can be the player, you know, that they expected, that they thought was a first rounder that slipped to the top of the second round. If you start getting that kind of production delivery, it could change a lot for this defense, because if you're not getting much from the edges, and I'm not sure I see that changing. The amount of people that think Jamin Davis could be the difference maker there, via the chat, Todd Stout says, "Bleep you to Chris Collinsworth for crowning Caleb Williams before he does anything." I can't read the rest of that, but it's pretty damn funny, Todd. I don't know. He might get thrown off of YouTube for that comment, but it's pretty darn funny to me. Landfill, somebody in the chat said bleep you for not having Denton anymore. So the people are talking in this chat, Landfill. Do you want to respond to them?
Not particularly.
I got a text. Jess Height says bleep you to Jeff for not coming to say hello on Sunday. Jeff was on a different mission at that Sunday game, man. Jeff had people that he was entertaining. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, I was trying to get down there, but it's not as easy to move through the stadium as it used to be.
Because you're so famous and people are like, oh, DJ Jeff.
Nah, because you ain't getting through. If you one of them people that finesse up to places with screenshots of sweet tickets, that's not happening. And I couldn't. I wanted to, but I couldn't.
So Jeff just told the world that he's one of those people that tries to sneak into suites and
nah,
they're hip to
it. No, it's not that. People be like, yo, come to my suite. And I be like, yo, I can't get down there right now. And they be like, oh, here, use this. You can get in. But nah, they not having that this year.
Okay. Whole new ball game. I tell you what, a low-key bleep you that, listen, just between us, just between the three of us, right? Don't let everybody hear this. Mute my mic, Landfill. The NFL and this facial recognition software that I have to deal with all the time is super annoying and bleep you. Now, don't let the NFL hear that, all right? But the stuff doesn't work at least half the time. And then you got to – and every time – like post-game, I am going from the locker room to the field probably like 25 times. Like it's like a constant back and forth. And the fact that I have to stop and scan my face every time – come on, man. Come on.